Anybody out there ever really been lost before? I think Pam talked about this once. Like really lost, like you didn't know how you were gonna find your way back. Like it was kind of scary, lost. You guys wanna hear a story about a time where Tosh and I got lost? You know you do, don't you? We love to go to state parks, for those of you who don't know, and we love to get lost in the woods. It's a way for us to recharge our batteries, talk with one another, also just be in nature and talk with God. We love to get lost in the woods, and we say that, but it really happened once. Almost. Well, pretty much, we were lost. We decided, I think it was around COVID times, to go to Alafaya. I looked it up this morning. Alafaya State Park in Hillsborough County. Anybody ever heard of it? Beautiful, gorgeous park. But when we got there, and we go through the gate, and you know, you pay your little fee, we got a map. And we're like, okay. But as we looked at this map, we're like, there's not a whole lot of details on this map. There's a lot of squiggly lines, but not a lot of things that are told what is what, what is going on with this map. But we thought, we're pretty smart. We grew up in the Midwest, and Tosh was in the military. Surely we can figure this out, right? So we get out, and I just want to set the stage that it was a beautiful morning, but we knew it was going to get warm. And we'd only set out to do 2 to 3 miles at this park, then we were going to go home. And we took a bottle of water to split between the two of us, which should be sufficient for a normal hike. And we set out on our hike with our map. I'll put that in quotes. You can vouch for me. Yeah. The map. And we think we know where we're going. We made a turn to do a little extra. And before we knew it, we honestly had no idea where we were. In the middle of Hillsborough County. There were plenty of trails around. There were hiking trails for people. There were equestrian trails for horses. That was fun. And there were biking trails. We could see some bikers and stuff. But we could look at this map, and we had no idea. Many times, if you've been to a state or national park, they're marked. Everything is marked. There's like a paint on a tree, so you know, okay, this is the blue trail. Okay, we got this. Or there's things that they put into the ground to tell you the direction in which you're going. None of that was happening. We could not make heads or tails out of this map. And before we knew it, we were totally in the middle of nowhere. We had no idea where we were. It's getting warmer. And our 2 to 3 mile hike is now at 4. And we have no idea where we are. And we have one bottle of water to split between the two of us that we're rationing. If anybody knows anything about me, I get incredibly frustrated if I'm hungry or thirsty or tired. And all those things were happening. All of those things were happening with no way out. Like, we had no idea where we were. And just to, as we hike, I like to take pictures of nature. Birds are my thing. And we're walking. We had no idea where we were. We thought we could figure out what we were doing. And Tosh goes, oh, honey, look at that pretty bird. And I look up, and it's a buzzard. There's a vulture circling us. And I'm like, this is not good. This is not good. Thank you for that, Tosh. But we don't want anything to do with this bird right now. So you get the idea, right? We're lost. Everybody here has been lost in some point or time, spiritually speaking, I would guess, right? That's in the physical. We were totally lost. But man, spiritually speaking, it feels even worse, I think. Having no sense of direction, spiritually speaking, the spiritual buzzards, if you will, are circling overhead. You have no idea where God is. You can't make heads or tails about where you're at. You're running out of water. It's getting hotter. There's no way you're going to make it home. Anybody ever felt like that? Raise your hand if you have. Oh, okay, a lot of people. You're in good company, see? If you've been lost before, there's other people who have a similar story. We call those desert moments sometimes. We're just out in the middle of nowhere, just left to die. It's frightening, it's lonely, it's hopeless. But I have good news for you today. We're going to learn about how to get unlost and back on the path. A path with Jesus, right? That's who we need to try to find. To help get us on the right path, on our proper way, on our proper journey. Let's not be like Pastor Tosh and Pastor Jamie and get lost in Hillsborough County, spiritually speaking. Let's find our path and our way. As I was doing research this week, I found a really cool thing. Tosh, I think, had heard this before. I maybe had, but it was brought to light again. And I think instead of a Christian, I want to be called a follower of the way. Did you guys know the early Christians were called followers of the way? Yeah, I get a lot of head nods. All right. It's so super cool to me. When you look at the early church, they weren't called Christians yet. They were called followers of the way. And the Greek word that was used is hodos. I think I put the emphasis in the wrong place, but H-O-D-O-S, which translated means a path, a road, a highway. Paul used this term, and I looked it up because I was like, I don't remember seeing that, but he did. He used it in Acts to describe those people that he persecuted. He didn't call them Christians. He called them, I persecuted the followers of the way. That's in Acts 9, Acts 22, and in Acts 24. You can see that he wrote that. The reason they use this is kind of obvious, but I'm going to say it. Commitment to Jesus is a journey. It's a path. It's a way. It's a road. It's a way of life for us, right? We live in a world where we can sometimes get off that path from time to time. Anybody? Yeah. We can get spiritually lost. But through Jesus, we can properly navigate through life. This isn't just a set of philosophies or a list of rules that we're supposed to do. It is a way of life. It is the way, the path, the certain path that we need to set our feet to and be dedicated to not get lost. We can often wander from the path. We're quickly lost. We need to find our way back to the path. Jesus uses the words, the term, follow me, 22 different times as the gospel writers wrote it. 22 times he said, follow me. He's on the path. He wants us to follow him. He wants us to be on the path, to walk with him, to hang out, to follow, to learn, to live like him. But often we are little sheep that go astray. Before we know it, we're on another path, looking at something else that we're not supposed to be involved in. Wandering around with no hope. So today, I want to talk about the paths that we can take. There's a couple of them that Jesus writes about. We want to follow the way, right? We want to be followers of the way. Jesus talks about two of those ways, two different ways, in his Sermon on the Mount. Anybody heard of the Sermon on the Mount before? Like the best sermon ever given. Jesus talks towards the end of his Sermon on the Mount, not the end, but towards the end, about two options and two paths that we can take. That's in Matthew 7. I think the Sermon on the Mount starts in chapter 5. So it's a couple chapters worth of really good reading. Read that this week. There's your homework assignment, everybody. Read the Sermon on the Mount. As he's wrapping up his sermon, his beautiful sermon, which, by the way, as you will read this week, talks about things that we hear, we know, you've heard of probably the Beatitudes before. He's told us not to worry. He gave us the Lord's Prayer in the Sermon on the Mount. He told us to love our enemies. It's my favorite one. He claimed that we're the light of the world. He gave us the golden rule. I mean, Jesus is on fire with his topics, man. It's a great sermon that you're going to embark upon this week. I'm excited for you. And he's finishing it up, and we're going to read Matthew 7, 13 through 14 to find out what he says about a couple of paths that we can take. Because there's two of them, as far as Jesus could tell, and these are the words of Jesus. Chapter 7, verse 13 and 14 of Matthew. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Two gates that lead to two roads. One's a narrow gate, a small gate with a narrow road. And one is a wide gate with a big old road. The big road leads to destruction, and the little narrow road leads to life. We have two options as far as being a follower of the way or the path that we're going to take. Thus my picture up here. Two options. One gate that leads to the little narrow road is small. It's not very popular. This small gate, Scripture says it's hard to find. What that means is it needs to be sought out deliberately. You have to look for it to find this small little gate to this little road. The narrow road that accompanies this small little gate goes against everything the world's going to tell you. It goes against the grain of the world. It's countercultural. It's not very popular, and it's not very populated. On this narrow path, we become disciples of Jesus. We become followers of the right way, the way. We learn to be and live like Jesus. We learn that there's a different life to lead on this narrow road. When where God's way of living is followed, not the world's way of living. This includes things such as, and this is just a little short list, love, forgiveness, patience, sacrifice, service, kindness, gentleness, all that stuff, all those fruits of the Spirit. That's what's on this narrow little road behind the little small gate that has to be sought out. Through following this little road, example would be the one on the left here. Through following that little road, the payoff is amazing. The payoff is eternal life. The payoff is Jesus. Yeah, take me to that narrow road, right? There's a lot of sacrifice, and it's hard to find. You got to look for it. But Jesus says, seek out this little narrow road and follow me. Stay on it, little sheep. Because through that, you're going to find me, and you're going to find eternal life through me. And that's how you get through this life that sometimes isn't great. Sometimes it's awesome. What an amazing payoff to follow the narrow road. But we have a secondary option that Jesus tells us about, don't we? For example, in this picture, the one on the right, the big wide road. The wide, easy, comfortable, completely opposite path of the narrow road. It's popular and very populated. Everybody finds it and goes right to it. It's the world. It's what the world wants. It's got worldly things in it and worldly temptation. This broad road doesn't contain anything that Jesus teaches us or how to treat one another. Contains nothing of that. How do I know that? Because where does this road lead? Destruction. I looked up the word destruction because I think I know what it means, but boy, this definition brought it home. Destruction is the action or process of causing so much damage to something that it no longer exists or cannot be repaired. The wide road, easy, popular, worldly, leads to utter ruin. The other one, what? Eternal life, right? Who wants the narrow road today? Oh, thank you. Who wants, don't, I'm not even going to ask it. The broad, wide road is easy, guys, and it's easy to get tempted to go to it, and you can easily get lost. That wide road is where you have the spiritual buzzards circling you because there is no Jesus on that wide road. This is not the road or path that we are called to be on when we are followers of the way. The broad road with the nice big gate is not the way. The little gate with the narrow road contains Jesus, where the end is eternal life. That's where we want to be. That's how we stay unlost. That's the way. We have two options, Jesus says. Two. So my question to you today is, of course, which one are you on? Have you lost your way? You were on the narrow, but now you're on the broad. You need to get back to the narrow. Have you ever found the narrow road? Are you wandering around, lost, on the wide road that leads to destruction? I'm inviting you today to change course immediately to the narrow road that leads to eternal life in Jesus. And if you're on that right path, on the narrow road, great work. I encourage you to stay on that road. Stay attached to Jesus. Continue on that, because it's going to be lonely sometimes, and it's not popular. It goes against the grain, and sometimes it's a fight. But it is worth it in the end, because we have an awesome payoff. Eternity with Jesus. Amazing. Sometimes we have to have the mentality and think about not right now and what's going to happen in whatever time. If we could only do that more often, right? I'm just as guilty as anybody else. Right now, I want this. Uh-oh, but in 2 years, that might not be good for me. Tasha and I want you guys to know this, because I know you're wondering what happened to us that day. We made it out of the park alive, y'all. We did. We made it out. I know. I know it was touch and go there for a minute, and I've been holding on to the end of the story till now. We saw a park ranger, or at least a guy that was working at the park, in the middle of nowhere, at like an access road with a gate. And he saw us. We saw him. We made eye contact, and he's like, oh, these people are lost. We're like, yes, we are. Please help us, sir. We have taken a wrong turn. Where are we on this map? He couldn't even tell us, because he confirmed, and you can confirm, and my story here, he confirmed that the signage, the trail markings, and the lack of adequate maps were not our fault, and that they needed to work on that. He did say that. We were outside the park. We were not in the park anymore. We had wandered so far in Hillsborough County, we're outside the park. I told you. I tried to tell you. But he encouraged us and told us, yeah, ladies, okay, yeah, you're lost, but here's what you need to do. You need to go this way, go that way. Park's over that way. Da-da-da-da-da. Kind of helped us out. And he gave us directions on how to get back on our path, and we listened to him. We listened to his guidance and wisdom, because we were super lost. What were we going to do? We needed to take this guy and trust him and his information. We figured he knew more about where we were than we knew where we were. So we took his information, and sure enough, with no water left in the tank and a very cranky Pastor Jamie, we made it back to the parking lot to our car, where we immediately went somewhere to get me refreshed. I'm quite sure. This church is about being park rangers, aren't we? This ministerial team wants nothing more than to help you get back on that narrow road when you're lost and you need direction to it. But we can all individually, whether you're on this ministerial team or not, you can help get somebody directed back to the right path, back to Jesus, back to that narrow road, can't you? It's our responsibility to be spiritual park rangers. And when we know where the path is, set people towards that path. If we see somebody roaming around with buzzards circling, don't leave them alone, please. Pray with them and help them find the narrow road. Help them find the path that they're looking for, and the super duper best park ranger that you're ever going to find in Jesus, right? So, what path are you taking? I pray today that we're all on the narrow road. I pray that we all help those when we wander off, that we all know what that feels and looks like, and that we can step up and help other people. And of course, as I wrap up this sermon, we're going to sing a final song. And we're going to sing the words of Jesus as he told us in John, where he said he is the way. He said he's the way, the truth, and the life. I thought nothing more would be appropriate than to sing this song to finish up and solidify with you through the words of Jesus. He says, find the right way, follower of the way. I am the way. Jesus is the way to that narrow road. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you very much, so much for this message and for this reminder of how life can just get, I don't know, weird, how we can make wrong turns and wrong decisions, and before we know it, we don't even know what we've done, and we're off, we've lost sight of you, we're wandering around aimlessly in the middle of nowhere. Help us to always be in touch with you to not have the wandering happen, but God, when it does, help us to find you again through people or through your Holy Spirit guiding us back to the narrow road, to the way for you. Help us to be proper followers of the way so we can guide other people to the way, which is your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for this message this morning, God. Be with us as we finish and sing this final song, God. May we just sing it as a worship and lifting up to you and thanking you for being who you are to us, which is the way, the truth, and the life. In Jesus' name, amen.